Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Brother Dante Gaines from Baltimore, Maryland, and you're listening to Sunday Morning Prayer and Devotional with Elder Dexter Green Brown. Today's topic is Take the Limits Off God. Let's begin this day with devotion to God's Word to receive the spiritual food necessary for the nourishment of our soul and good for the healing and restoration of our mind, body, and spirit. Today's discussion, we say that we trust and believe in God, but yet we continue to be anxious and worried about the challenges that we face in life. It's time that we put our complete trust in God by taking the limits off and allowing Him to have His perfect will in our lives and in our families. Having faith in God requires that we remove any limitations in our belief that He is able to do abundantly above what we can ask or even think. Regardless of the problem, situation, test, or tribulation, God can perform supernatural miracles on our behalf when we believe and put our hope in Him. Our scripture text coming from today is Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. If there is anything too hard for me, I sure enough don't believe anything is too hard for God. Elder Dexter Green Brown from Baltimore, Maryland will be our speaker for today. She is our anointed teacher and minister of the gospel. She is a wife and mother, and she loves to share the word of God with others. She and Apostle Loretta Williams are on Facebook, Google Plus websites. For more information regarding the Always Worship Center event and the possible Redwood itinerary, please visit our website at www.oasisnewspublication.com. And here's our speaker for today, Elder Drexel Green Brown.
Good morning, everyone, and I hope everyone has woke up refreshed, renewed, ready to hear the Word of God on this morning. Today, we're going to be talking about taking the limits off of God. This is a very good topic on which to speak on today, because I know many of us fall into that category. We say that we believe in what the Word says, but yet we continue to worry about the things that we have prayed for. The Word says in Philippians 4:6, to be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Until we really trust in God and stop trying to fix everything ourselves, and that's what many of us do, and I'm guilty of this myself. And this is where we get robbed of our peace, where we start to try to fix everything. We try to fix our families. We try to fix our jobs. We try to fix our children, when it's really not up to us. God did not want us to be burdened and tied down with these things. He wanted us to give those things over to Him, to trust Him with everything, and that includes our businesses, our families, our husbands, our wives, our children, and even our schools. He wants us to give those things to Him. When I decided to relax and give the things of my heart over to God, I had peace because God was fighting the battles for me, and I wasn't trying to fix it myself. Well, see, that's our problem. We get in the way of God. We already have a set of ideals on how we want everything to go, how we think that things should be, instead of trusting that God has it all in His hands and He has the right direction in which we should go. So therefore, we get in our way and we start trying to fix it the way that we want it to be fixed instead of letting God fix it for us. Many of us are guilty of sitting around worrying because it hasn't happened yet. It's taking too long, God. When is it going to happen? I've been praying and I've been waiting for my answer, and it's just not happening. And so we decide to stick our noses in. We decide to stick our hand in it. And so then God says, okay, well, since you think you know better than I do, I'm going to let you go ahead and you try to fix it. And then we always wind up making a complete mess of things. But, however, when you learn to relax and learn to be still and know that He is God and let Him take charge, let Him fight the battles for you, because He said this battle is not yours, it's mine, saith the Lord. When I learned how to do that, and I learned how to relax when I was going through a situation with my son, and I finally just said, I had enough, God, take the wheel, you take charge, I got the most incredible peace that I never experienced in all my life. It was like 10,000 pounds of weight had lifted off of me, and I could relax. I could sleep. I could eat. I could go about my daily routine, making sure that we put God first. And that's another thing that we have to do. We got to start our day out with in prayer. Start your day out with prayer. Give to God those burdens and then leave them there. Don't pick them back up like a 10-pound bag of wheat and carry them around with you. That's not what He wants you to do. I can promise you, when you let it go and you say, okay, God, you got this, I'm just going to go about my daily routine, and I'm going to let you handle it, you will start to see things work out in your favor. things will start to change in your life, and you will experience the most incredible peace that you have ever felt in your life. No, there's nothing too hard for God, no matter what the situation is, no matter what it is that you think is so terrible that you're going through at this moment, at this time, and at this place. There is nothing that God cannot do. If you look down and you go over here to verse 7 in Philippians, he says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." That's the problem. We have to keep our minds focused on Christ Jesus and not the problem. That's where we allow an open airway, an open doorway for the enemy to come in to work on our minds, to work on our hearts with all that foolish nonsense he puts in our hearts. Oh, you know, God's not going to do it. It's taking too long. And then, don't you see that other family? Their children is doing well. Look at her husband. Look at what they got. He keeps our mind focused on all other things but on Christ. I'll give you a prime example. When Jesus bid Peter to walk out on the water, Peter was doing fine. You know why he sank? Because he took his eyes off of Christ. And that is when we begin to sink, when we take our eyes off of Christ, when we don't believe, we don't have the faith that God will do exactly what he says he would do. He does things in his own way and in his own timing. It's not according to our timing, because we want things done right now, yesterday. But God has a plan. He has the right person, the right place, the right opportunities that he's going to put you in. But he did not say that it would not come without trials or tribulations. Even Jesus had to go through trials and tribulations. But he overcame them all, and so can we. We can overcome them. If you look over Psalms 121, is a very good psalm. And if you start at the first verse, the first verse says, "I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from hence cometh my help." The second verse goes on to say, "My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." God made everything in and out of this earth. There's nothing that he doesn't know about. Jesus. So why do we think that it's so hard for God to fix our problems and that he needs our help? After all, he is the one who created everything. It isn't anything that goes on underneath the sun that God does not know about. He knows about it before it's even going to happen, and he already has the solution. But we don't believe that. We let the enemy bring depression. We let him bring frustration, stress. We get vexed. We get angry. And all of those things don't do us any good, because it brings in illnesses, it brings in diseases, and all it does is put us against our families, our loved ones. But instead of us attacking our loved ones and our families, we need to address the problem, not our families, because it's spirits that's operating in this world, spirits of darkness. We're fighting not against flesh and blood. We're fighting against principalities and darkness in high places. So it's not the person that you're truly angry at. It's the spirit that's residing in them, that's operating in them at the time. So we need to have a change of mind, and we need to have a change of heart, and we need to rely solely upon the word of God. If you look down in verses 7 and 8, of Psalms 121, it says, "The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? Who wouldn't trust a God like that, that knows your goings and he knows your comings and he knows our shortcomings and our frailties because we are made from flesh? We have to remember that. I'm so guilty sometimes I get so hard on myself. And I've gotten to a place where I've let myself be robbed of my own peace because I have not relied on the word of God, because I've tried to fix it. I've tried to have conversations with my family, with friends, with instead of just letting God fix it. And I can hear him telling me, didn't you go through this once before? When you let it go, like you did before, and you trusted me, things started to change in your favor. And now I know that's what I have to do once again. I have to let it go and let God. And that's what many of us have to do. I know we love our families. I know we want the best for our families. And there's a lot that's going on in this world today that disturbs us. But God is still in control no matter what is going on around us. So today, I want to encourage you to trust in the Lord, to remember that he is our warrior, he is our champion, and that there's nothing too hard for God. Amen.
Amen. And now we will have a selection. It's called Israel and a New Breed, called Take the Limits Off. Amen.
Not a man, but can I lie? I know the plans for your life. I'm asking you to dream again, believe again, and take the limits off of me. No, I'm not a man, no, I cannot lie. Know the plans I have for you, they're my design. So I'm asking you just to hope again and trust again and take the limits off. And I hear the Lord say, take the limits off, take the limits off, release me to accomplish what I promised you. Oh, take the limits off of me, take the limits off, release me.
Amen. We hope you enjoy that selection. And now I'm going to pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we come and thanking you this morning, Father, for waking us up this morning, Father, and starting us on our way in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Father, for this awesome Sunday morning prayer and devotional with Elder Jessica Green Brown, Father. She brought an amazing word, Father. Brought your word closer to you, Father. And she did what you had to her to say to us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Almighty Father, Father, because you are a Father who can do anything, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. There is nothing too hard for you, Father. You are God of all flesh, Father. There's nothing too hard for you. You can do anything. Like you say in your word, Father, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In the almighty name of Jesus. And that's what we have to say to ourselves when we wake up And every morning, Father, we have to say, Lord, we will follow. Lord, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There's nothing I can't do without your help. In the almighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just come and praise you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Just give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that this word has encouraged somebody this morning, Father. We pray that this word has lifted somebody's spirit this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that this word has given somebody a testimony this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray that you give us extreme favor on today, Father, as we go out and travel into our different churches, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and enjoying the word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that this early morning glory prayer, Father, this early morning prayer and devotion, Father, has helped someone and given them encouragement to go through their day in the almighty name of Jesus, Father. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over this right here, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Please, Lord Jesus, over Elder Justice Green Brown, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. May she be healthy and strengthening whole, Father, in the almighty name of Jesus, Father. And Father God, it says in Psalms 24, Father, the earth is the Lord's, in the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell with it. He hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Father God, it says in Psalms 23, Father, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. It says in Psalms 27, Father God, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. From whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came up upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. The war should rise against me, and this I will be confident in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father God, one thing I have desired of the Lord is that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Oh, almighty name of Jesus, Father, we just love you this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We just ask as everyone, if you can join us Monday through Friday in the mighty name of Jesus on freeconferencecall.com. You can type in the meeting ID, which is 206-594-156. But those of you joining us by phone, you can call 1-712-775-7031 and the meeting ID 206-594-156. Pound, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and join us for early morning glory prayer. We just pray request, Father. We pray for the sick, pray for everybody, Father. Join us Monday through Friday for early morning glory prayer, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you just bring them in, Father. Bring them in, Father. Wake them up, Father. Bring them in and join us for early morning glory prayer Monday through Friday, Father, so that you may receive. May you start your day out better. You may receive your blessings. May you make your prayer request and know that somebody is on the line praying for you. Just know that we all come together. We are a church without walls. So we need you. We will pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And remember, that number again is 71712-775-7031. The meeting ID is 206-594-156. Pound. We pray that you enjoy this on today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you encourage today. So we're going to end this by playing our last selection, which is Don Lawrence, The Law of Confession. And we pray in the almighty name of Jesus that you have enjoyed today and that you will enjoy the rest of your day as you hit on the church and receive another almighty word from the mighty Lord, who is still in control and still in place. In Jesus' almighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
But formula
for
that. Come on, Toby, let's teach you. What's the law?
A law is simply a principle based on the predictable consequence of an act.
Convention
session.
Verse for me, and
man cannot live by bread alone, but by
every word out of this.
Oh, days are formula for confession
that
can help you live.
Toby, let's teach you. That strengthens me. On the days when I feel like I can't compete, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When negative words are around me, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And on the days when I'm sick, by his stripes I am healed. My brother, make your confession.
Wealth and riches is in my house.
Wealth and riches are in. Hey, hey, hey. There is a law.
Well, we pray that you enjoy today, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the day on today. And may God have blessed you with the Sunday morning prayer and devotional with Elder Drexel Green Brown. God bless you, and we pray your strength in the Lord. Amen.